For some of us, our grandparents are a source of comfort, a source of support and encouragement. But not for Jackie Egger. Jackie's grandfather was a very different kettle of fish, as she witnessed whilst growing up in Kenya. This is Jackie's Life in 500 Words, and a warning, her true confession about her grandfather contains some pretty confronting details.
"Go on then, kill us," my mother screamed as her father, Hoppy Marshall, waved the revolver at his four children. This was long before I ever met my grandfather. Growing up, I had heard stories of his wild and unpredictable temperament. The revolver incident, as Mother called it, had been one story that as a child I urged her to tell over and over again. The idea of my grandfather threatening to kill his children was a frightening yet thrilling thing to hear. Now, according to Mum, Grandpa had a shocking temper, and it was particularly bad at full moon. He became a complete lunatic, she told me. Grandpa had lined them up, his gun pointed murderously at the four children, promising to shoot the bloody lot of them. The earliest memory I have of Grandpa is riding in the back seat of his little car, which was called a sit-up-and-beg, a sort of a Ford Prefect. Grandpa was a short man, and it required him to crane his neck in order to peer over the steering wheel. He always reminded me of an ostrich, his bushy eyebrows constantly furrowed in confusion. He sucked furiously on his pipe, a companion I never saw him without. And I do remember the scent of my grandfather's tobacco, which still lingers in my nostrils. Grandpa also had a hole in his jaw, just below his left ear. Now, according to Mum, who always had great difficulty filling in the important details, it was a result of a dentist trying to remove a tooth when Granddad had just been a boy. Because Mum had no idea how the hole in the jaw was manufactured, I had visions of a half-inch drill boring through his bone, piercing his skin and coming out the other side. But despite not knowing the cause of Grandpa's peephole, it was a constant source of inquiry from the inquisitive eyes of children. And children were abundant at my grandfather's tavern, the White Horse Inn. It was here that he would amuse us with his spoons dancing up and down his stiff leg. We all crowded in to watch the musical cutlery move swiftly along his wooden leg, making a wonderful clacking noise. "Okay, bugger off now," he'd say when the show was over, and we would run off to the playground to practice spooning. Grandpa was a colourful character, and he was well known in Nairobi. Everyone called him Hoppy because of his stiff leg. Because of his popularity, I was always introduced as Hoppy's granddaughter. And that suited me just fine, because suddenly they all looked at me with interest. Not only did they call him Hoppy, but Hoppy with the wooden leg. Everyone was convinced he had a wooden leg. I was actually pleased. There was something so Dickensian about it. Mum, however, was insistent on dispelling the rumour. She would sigh when she heard wooden leg. His leg was not wooden, but stiff from a childhood fall. I could never understand why she had to spoil it for everyone. "Because it's not the truth," she would tell me. Hoppy with the wooden leg had another part to his title. For a while, my grandfather had been the executioner and publicly became the hangman. Mum and her siblings were mortified because people were quick to point out their association referring to Mum as the hangman's daughter. "But Mum," I said, "it's a wonderful title. One day I might write a story called The Hangman's Daughter." My mother was appalled. I was secretly delighted. As far as I was concerned, it had cemented his celebrity.
Jackie Egger, who was fascinated by the wrongdoings of her irascible grandfather. Jackie's story was produced, well, by me, and she kindly supplied a photo of her grandfather, which you can see on the Life Matters website. And if you have something you'd like to get off your chest in a true confession, I'd love to play with your story and bring it to air on Life Matters. So if you wouldn't mind, write it down, 500 words or so is what we're looking for, and then record it and send it to us, and we'll put some sounds around it. It can be fun, serious, anything in between. And it's really easy to send us one. You just record it into your phone and then just email that file. The email address is lifematters@abc.net.au. And you can find step-by-step instructions by looking for True Confessions at the bottom of our webpage. Stay with us, because next up we go free diving deep in the kelp forests of South Africa.